The lives of foster children can be hard, but adults can help. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Julie Cederbaum, associate professor in the Suzanne Dvorak Peck School of Social Work at the University of Southern California, explores how to make a difference.
Experiences of abuse and neglect, particularly those that are results of foster care, can have a lifelong negative impact. While there is evidence demonstrating the importance of social support in overcoming adversities experienced in childhood, there is limited research exploring how social supports contribute to positive functioning of youth who have been maltreated, particularly in later young adulthood. The aim of this work was to uncover external resources that individuals with child welfare documented maltreatment used to achieve positive functioning in their transition to adulthood. Drawing from participants enrolled in an ongoing longitudinal study of the effects of maltreatment, 21 young adults with maltreatment histories who had successful adjustment at age 18 completed an interview with the study team. All conversations were recorded and transcripts reviewed and coded. We found that social support from different parts of one's life made a significant impact on their transition to adulthood. At the individual level, this included people from their family of origin, including parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, and/or siblings, peers, foster parents, school-based adults, adults in mentoring programs, and child welfare workers. There were also positive impacts that came directly from the child welfare system. Our findings offer preliminary information to understand how individual and system supports promote positive well-being in the transition to adulthood for youth with histories of child welfare involvement. Study themes highlight the importance of building formal supports for maltreated youth to promote positive well-being and successful transitions into adulthood.
That was Julie Cederbaum of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.